Gemara now goes into Brit Prakas
of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Amar Abba, Idali Le Ihu Gufe Sina De Peri La Alter Hav Chazaka. The Gemara says a chiddush that if you see the owner of the field loading the peiris onto the back of the muzik, the one who's there now says, it's mine. Vaharaya, the Marikamba, loaded me up. Now, obviously, he's loading him up in a way that you don't normally load so somebody who comes to buy. He did it, it looks like it's taka his. So whatever it involves, exactly. So it's a chazaka immediately. The Gemara says, unless he tainas l'peiris haratitiv. But stamazai, if he loads him up, peiris la'alter have a chazaka. What does that mean? The Marikama says, I didn't sell the field. The Muzik says, I bought the field. Are there 3 years? We're talking, there are no 3 years. So there are no three. If there be 3 years, it would be a chazaka. You would need dollar tzayin de peiris. Dollar tzayin de peiris, la'al to have a chazaka. Practic tzayis, in kuflam et hay, in cotton bays, practic tzayis, what do you mean? There's a chsar of achvishtarcha. If it's talking within 3 years, so why does it help Dol, let's say, that the Peiri loaded him up Peiris? It's a rai that he sold it to him. But we have an umdina that people don't lose Shtaris within 3 years. So if people don't lose Shtaris within 3 years, Achvi Shtarcha, where's your star? We always, the whole parak, we're considering Achvi Shtarcha to be a raya. If you don't have a star, it's a raya, it's not yours. So why does it help here, Dol, let's say, the Peiri, that he lost the star? If it's yours, we're Achvi Shtarcha.
Maybe that's the finish.
That what?
That even though you don't have the star, but the fact that he's showing that you own it, that's enough.
So, you have to say, and the Chassis wants to say from this Achidish, that what he calls a Raya Gedayla, something is a very strong Raya, it's stronger than the chesaron of Achvi Shtarcha. And Dali La'ir Gufot Sina De Peri is such a strong raya, so you put the two rayas on two sides of the scale, I guess. I don't know how to shatz these things up. Chazal shatz up, the Zotik Tzais, that a raya gedayla is stronger than the chesaron of Achvi Shtarcha. That's how the Tzais learns the Gemara. Now, let's see another prat, and we'll come back to the Ketzais. Okay, but the Ketzais says this, the whole Ketzais is 2.5 lines. He says, from here you see, a Raya Gedayla is stronger than Achvi Shtarcha, and Dola Tzina De Peri, I don't understand exactly what it is, but it must have been something that you only did to owners. Dola Gufi Tzina De Peri, it's such a strong Raya, it's stronger than Achvi Shtarcha. Okay, as I state, Ketzais, Makav. Now, there's one other Nakuda here by Tzala de Peri. Looking around in the first Rashbam, in the first of the medium sized lines in the Rashbam, Dolle Tzina de Peri, La'alter have a chazaka. Zakta Rashbam, and Yesh Eidim Sheikh Bia Hamar, Tzina de Peri, Mekakazuak, Sev Shoz Amazik. He says, and Yesh Eidim. Why does he say Yesh Eidim? By Dolle Gufa Tzina de Peri. What's the difference if they're Edom? If they're both sides are Moida that he did it, shouldn't it be the same thing? If you're Moida and I'm Moida that I loaded you with a Tzina de Peri, so it's a Raya that it's yours. I only need Edom if I say I did it, you say you didn't do it. Or I say I didn't do it, you say you did it. Or then you need Edom. What do I need Edom for? What's the Teretz? Vice dice. That otherwise I would have a migul. I katayna, I taka loaded you with Tzina de Peri. I taka did load you up with Tzina de Peri. But really, you're a Goslin. You have no right to be in this field. I loaded you anyway, whatever excuse he gives him. I was afraid of you, so I loaded you up. And I have a migu. I could have said, so this is pshat in the Rashbam. And the Nesivus spells it out, although I think it's pashat pshat in the Rambam. In the Rambam, Nesivus is in the Kuf Mem Aleph. It's a cut and base, just spells it out, that the Rashbam says in Yesh Eidim, it's the Lashon HaRambam and Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, is in Yesh Eidim, because they want to tell you that if you have no Eidim, so then you have a Migul. So if you have a Migul, you believe to say, I was Dol HaTzad of the Peri, but it's mine anyway, I have a Migul, I could have said I wasn't Dol HaTzad of the Peri. Also a Harapash.
Has to be what the case is. They can't both be moved to that. He helped them with the payers and still claim I never sold you the payers.
No, I could claim, I could say I might have loaded you up to payers, but you're a ganif. You're still in my field. You're still in the payers. I loaded you. I don't give an excuse. I was afraid of you, so I loaded you, or you fooled me into loading you up, or whatever the reason. You have to give some excuse, right? That's the case. So whatever his excuses. That's the case. No, he's timing, just timing. He said, I was the old set of the Peri, but you're a ganav anyway, it's my field.
How did he change that though? Why can't he still say that?
Because now he has no pesha asa. He can still say an excuse, but he doesn't have a mikum. We don't really believe somebody if he says that you're a ganav, and I did it because I was afraid of you. We don't believe him. If you have a mikum, what?
We believe the Marxist later to say that he was an artist.
The Paris Herodotus, that's your belief to say the Paris Herodotus.
Why?
But, so we'll talk about why you believe. It's just a normal thing. But when you don't say the Paris Herodotus, you say, you have to say something. What do you mean?
Right.
We're talking this entire.
He's asking, what are you doing on my character?
Yeah.
It says, I fought it, and Haraya, I have people that said you helped me. Otherwise, he's denying that he ever did it.
But why do you have to have a case? Why do you have to say that he's denying it and there Adam he did it? Wouldn't it be the same din if he doesn't deny it?
If he's admitting that he helped him with Paris, it's that saying with Paris around.
No, if he ties the Paris eruditive, it's a normal thing, he's believed.
So we're not up to a Paris eruditive, so it must be that he's denying doing it.
Why does it have to be his denial? Why can't it be he agrees he did it and he has an excuse for it? Like every time we have a Shata Yisibach, we always have excuses that are not be'etzem tainus, but if you have an amigo, you believe. Because now I know why the Nesivus has to say it. I thought it was so pashut that the Nesivus shouldn't even have to say it. Okay. The Rishbam says in Yesh Eidim Sheikh Bia, the question is, why do you need Eidim? Why do you need Eidim? If they both agree he did it, you don't need Eidim. So the Nesivus learns that if there are no Eidim, the person would be believed with amigo. He would believe, I was the Lord, say to the Peri, and Afal Pikein, it's mine. He'd be believed with amigo. So let's take together this Tzais. I spoke out a short Tzais and a short Nesivus. Each one's saying a Chlorazach. The Tzais is saying that the raya of Dola Tzedek Peri is stronger than the raya of Achvishtarcha. Right? That's what the Ketzais is saying. The raya of Dola Tzedek Peri is stronger than the raya of Achvishtarcha. The Nesivus is saying, what's stronger, a migul or the raya of Dola Tzedek Peri? He's saying a migul is stronger than the raya of Dola Tzedek Peri. If you have a migul, even though you were Dol HaTzad of the Peri, you still win. Correct? Now, we have an old rule. If A is more than B, and B is more than C, then A is more than C. Okay? Shouldn't be complicated. Most of you guys went to college. If A is more than B, and B is more than C, then A is definitely more than C, right? So, now how come? If Migu is stronger than the Raya of Dol HaTzad of the Peri, and some of the time the Peri is a stronger raya than the raya of Achvishtarcha, then Migu is stronger than Achvishtarcha. Right? Amigu should work against the raya of Afishtarcha. That's what comes out from Pashuk Pshat in the Gemara. If you take the Tzidik Tzais and then the Sinus, which are both saying Pshat, in the Gemara, Amigu should be stronger than Afishtarcha. Now, actually, that is an old Machlaikis in the Rosh Simin Aleph in this parak. The Rosh at the beginning of the parak had a case where a person comes, a Marikama says, get off my field, but he has no proof he's a Marikama. And the person who's there now says, it's Taka, you're Taka the Marikama, but I bought it from you. It's within 3 years, it's only 2 years. He says, you're Taka the Marikama, but I bought it from you. So the Rosh said, what do you do now? It's only 2 years. Achvishtarcha, where's your star? So the Rosh said, in that case, where a person comes, everyone's messed up. The Marikama has no shtar, has no proof he's a Marikama. The Muzik has no chazaka, no shtar, nothing. The Muzik says, I'm leading you with the Marikama, but I bought it from you. I lost my shtar. So he wants to be believed with Amigu, against Amigo. I could have said you're not a Marikama. I could have denied you're the Marikama. So he wants to be believed with Amigo that he bought it, even though he's Afishtar, even though he doesn't have Ishtar. So the Rosh Taka said that it works. The Rosh was ganz fine. The Rosh said at the very beginning of the Perek in Siman Aleph, in the beginning of Cheskes Habatim, that even though the Perek starts Cheskes Habatos Gimel Shonim Yayim Yayim, if you have a chazaka, only 1 year or 2 years. If you have a migu, you win. If the marikama can't prove he's a marikama, so you have a migu, you win even with 1 year or 2 years, because a migu is stronger than afishtar. So it's very good. It fits with everything we're saying today. Migu is stronger than afishtar. Huh? Migu is stronger than dollar center of the pay. So very stronger than afishtar. Everything stands. However, the Beis Halevi said that the Rashbam disagrees. The Rashbam, a few places in the Perek, disagrees. He holds Achvishtarcha. If you're missing a shtar, you can't even win with a migu. Because Achvishtarcha is such a strong taina on a person that even with a migu, you can't win with a taina of Achvishtarcha. That's the Shita Sarashbam. The way we're learning this Gemara does not shtim l'chayra with the Rashbam, with the Beis Halevi's pshat in the Rashbam. The Rashbam holds Achvishtarcha stronger than Amigo. That if I'm missing a shtar within 3 years, it's such a big chasaron that I can't win even with Amigo. In Cain, we have a problem in this Gemara. Achvishtarcha stronger than Amigo. The fact that I'm missing a shtar is a stronger taina on me than Amigo. The way we learned up Dolat Zinah D'Peri, Migu, like the Rashbam himself, Migu was stronger than Dolat Zinah D'Peri. And the way the Tzais was masked, Dolat Zinah D'Peri is stronger than Achvishtarcha. So like the Rashbam, we have here, we have to either find a different terrace, different than the Nesivus, or different than the Tzais. Something doesn't shtim with the way I would have learned this Gemara Pashat. I would have learned Pashat with Tzais is Masba, Nesivus is Masba, and that's the way I would have learned. But with the Rashbam, it mathematically doesn't work out. Because you can't say Migu is stronger than the Raya of Dolat Zinah D'Peri. And that Dolat Zinah D'Peri is a stronger Raya than Afishtarcha. You can't say that, because the Rashbam disagrees. He doesn't hold Migu is stronger than Afishtarcha. That's the chesaron, the mathematical chesaron in the way the sugya here works its way out. The best thing would be if we could have a different teretz than the Tzais's kasha. We could come up with a different shot why there's no chesaron of Achvishtarcha here. So yes, I was thinking that But if I would have said it, you would have disagreed. Because I was thinking that. I was thinking that maybe, normally I keep a shtar. But here, I have two edim that he loaded me up with peiros. Now I don't care about my shtar anymore. Why is that wrong? No, more chat. You know, Gemara. If somebody loads you up with Tzina de Peri, and you ask me an Eitzah, do I have to watch for a shtar? What would I tell you? You might say the Peris are additive, so you're still going to watch a shtar. So it's not a good teretz, because since he still has a way around solid dollar Tzina de Peri, you still should be watching a shtar. So, Ksais is kind of Machaira still. So it's this taina that this chesaron of Achvi Shtarchan, La Gemara. Until we have another teretz, we have a sugya which stims only like the, which seems to show like the Rosh, not like the Rashbam. Rashbam said that even if you're in the field for 2 years. I say it's my field. But I don't have any proof that I was a Marikama. Your Maida was a Marikama. So you're saying your Maida am a Marikama, but if you should believe you bought it because you have a Migu, you could have denied I'm a Marikama. So you have a good Migu. The Rishbam says that Migu won't help because where's your shtar? The Chesaron of Achvi Shtarcha is such a strong proof that even with a Migu you don't win against Achvi Shtarcha. So the Rashbam holds Migu is stronger than Achvi Shtarcha, then over here, the Migu, which is stronger than Dalat Tzina de Peri, that's question. The Migu the Rashbam says the Achvi Shtarcha is stronger than the Migu. If the Migu is stronger than Achvi Shtarcha, the Gemara is good. Right, the Rashbam Shita is that Afi Shtarcha is such a big chesaron that even with a migu you're not going to win. Because Afi Shtarcha is stronger than a migu. Alright? You're not nodding your head. Yeah. Afi Shtarcha is stronger. Afi Shtarcha is stronger than here. Also Afi Shtarcha should be stronger. In our Gemara, if Afi Shtarcha is stronger, the whole Gemara falls away. The whole Gemara is gebayt that you can have proof within 3 years that it's the whole Tzina de Peri. Right, so this is a cheshbon which I don't need some kind of a yishuv. Alright, but Lamaisa will learn like the Rosh. The Paiskim all agree with the Rosh that Migu is stronger. Certainly this type of Migu, which is a Peshasa type of Migu, is stronger. And Lamaisa, the Sugi is good, just that we had a Shrekite on the Rosh. Okay, let's see what the Gemara says. Right, Omer Rav Zavid, v'intan v'am ala peiros eraditiv neman. If you say, of course he was the outside of the peiri, because I, the peiros eraditiv, I had to deal with him.
Where is the Rosh saying, by the way, that
the week? This is the Rosh talking about a case where he doesn't have any that there's no Cheskes Gemoshanim. The Rosh is talking when there's no Cheskes Gemoshanim. If it's Cheskes Gemoshanim, you don't need a Migul. Right? If you have Cheskes Gemoshanim, then you don't need a Migul. You win because you have a Chazaka. Anybody with a Chazaka is automatically believed. No? Okay, Sakti Gemara. Vim Taman Tan Va'am Alapeis Eraditiv Neman. A person could say, you know why I loaded him up? Because the Paris Eraditiv. I hired him to take the Paris for my field. And Neman, Hani Mili Beser Shalosh. Avalacha Shalosh Lai. That once 3 years pass of the Paris Eraditiv, then, once 3 years passed, I mean, of Paris, of the person eating Paris, I can no longer say Le Paris Eraditiv. So what's a farmer supposed to do? If he hires an aris, what's he supposed to do? So here we have a chiddush in the Gemara. What does mechuye mean? What does it mean, yibay alay l'mechuye? If you make a mecha, what's a normal mecha? A normal mecha is I'm saying, stop him. I'm making a mecha, he has no right to do what he's doing. I don't, did we ever have a Gemara before? A mecha in the Gemara. Did we ever have a mecha where you're not saying stop, you're not saying he's doing something wrong. You're saying he's doing something right. What he's doing is right. I just want to make an announcement. I just want to announce to you that even though he's doing what's right, I'm not stopping him. But FLPK, I want to make an announcement that that it's my field. So we're having it here for the first time. So we had someplace, a similar case. Yeah. So if you rent it to someone, the same idea, that you have to make a mecha, otherwise he'll claim that he bought it. Alright? So this is the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's this type of mecha, which is a mecha of telling somebody, just making an announcement. That's all it is. I'm making an announcement that it's my field. I'm not saying, get off the field. You know, we mentioned Achav Tes, the Ramban said, what's a mecha? It should bother a person so much that he speaks up. The Ramban said a person normally would speak up right away. That's a different kind of mecha. That's a mecha where someone's in my field, the chutzpah, I would speak up. That's not this Gemara. Because this Gemara, nothing's going wrong. There's a person going to my field and eating peiris, and I want him to. He's my oris. The peiris are additive. See here? This is a, I just want you to realize it's a totally different type of mecha than we had in the past. In the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Tez Zayin, Shulchan Aruch brings a Tshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh is talking about the concept of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, Yisr Hashem, will learn yet. The first parak and in the second parak. What's Hezekiah? The case of Hezekiah, a typical case, is if you want to open a window, you have a house, you want to open a window, and the window looks out over a place where I do private things, looks out over my swimming pool, or looks out over a place where I have I want privacy, so I'm allowed to stop you. That's called Hezekiah. I could stop you from opening a window in a way that that causes me damage. If you have a window that's been open for 3 years, so you get a chazaka that either you could tell me you bought it for me, you paid me for the right, or I was meichel you. If you just like a cheskes gimel shadim works on owning a field, it could work on rights in a field. That's Hezekiah. The Rosh had a case as follows. He had, somebody owned an empty lot. He was planning to build a house, but he didn't build yet. And next door, there was a house. And the house next door, somebody opened the window, out looking out over his empty lot. So the person now says, what do you mean? Hezekiah, you're opening a window over my empty lot. I plan to build a house here. So what's the din? Can I stop him from opening a window over my lot? Huh? There's no Hezek. I'm not losing anything. So I can't stop him. So the Rosh said, listen, right now you can't stop him. But when you build a house, eventually, he's going to have to block up that window. When the day will come that you're going to build something there in a way that this window causes you hezek, then he's going to have to stop it up. But until then, there's no problem. You could, you can't stop him. He's allowed to have it open. No problem. It's up to Rosh and the Tshuva. What happens if it takes me more than 3 years to build a house? I don't plan to build a house till 5 years from now. So the Rosh said it doesn't matter. He's not going to get a chazakah. Because since you have no reason to make a mecha, he doesn't get a chazakah. Why would you make a mecha? It's an empty lot. So because you have no reason to make a mecha, gets no chazakah, even if he's here 3 years or 6 years or 9 years, there's no chazakah. Very logical. Because you can't tell me, you should have made a mecha, why should I make a mecha? There's no, nothing's bothering me. It doesn't bother me, it's an empty lot. This is the Tshuva Sarash. What's the kasha? Should be obvious. The kasha is that it's a stirata sugya. Now, it's interesting. The Ktsais brings, the Ktsais there in Kuftan Dalitz of Cotton Hay, brings that the Rivash argues with the Rush. The Rivash doesn't bring Asogya. The Rivash argues with Svara. The Ktsais says that he should have brought Agamara. What do you see in Agamara? I have a field. I hire you as an artist. I have no reason to make a mecha. You're doing exactly what I hired you to do. There's nothing that bothers me. I'm very tzufriden with everything that's going on. Afal P.K. was saying in our Gemara that I have to make a mecha every 3 years, so you shouldn't get a chazaka. You shouldn't be able to say that you aren't an artist, that you are like Kayah. In our Gemara we see this concept of mecha, that there's a concept of mecha not when it bothers you. The concept of mecha just to stop you from getting a chazaka. Just to get you from getting a chazaka, I'm going to make a mecha. We see that idea. In the Rosh's case, should be exactly the same thing. In fact, the Ktsais, what do you mean the Rosh is saying that 3 years is not a chazaka for opening a window? Why is it a chazaka? You should get up and make a mecha to prevent me from having a chazaka that I can open my window over your lot. Mishnah, it's exactly the same. It's exactly the same thing. Both Sina Deperi and the Rosh are shilas. Should a person make a mecha when things don't bother him, just so the other person can't get a chazaka? It's exactly the same situation. By us, it's by an aris, and there it's by a window. At what point? What changes? If for some reason he can't be an owner, why would I make a mecha? Well, that's the old machlaik is if you have to make every 3 years a mecha.
The whole thing of every 3 years is because the status could change.
Right.
So, the reason why we're here, what was the reason why the Russian is making a mecha?
By the Rosh,
because I made it once, and then you saw that, you know, next time, once you build the house and the status changes, then you have to make a new one. Then you have to make a
new one. No, who says I did it once? The Rosh is saying, yeah, the Rosh is saying that you don't have to do it once.
That first time was in a certain year.
The Rosh, I mean, obviously the Rosh answered the Shaila, obviously someone came and came. But the Rosh is saying you don't need a mecha. He says any time that you have no reason to be Maicha, there's no need for you can't get a chazaka. Now the way the Rivash asks it, I told you this way, the Ktsais asks it as a kasha from the sugya. The Rivash asks it in the Lamdish Lashon. The Rivash's Lashon is which is the Siba and which is the Mesaveiv? Which is the cause and which is the result? He says chazaka is the starting point. Someone's in a field 3 years, he has a chazaka. Making a mecha is the result. It's a mesayve from that siva. Since, if you're going to be in the field 3 years, you're going to have a chazaka, therefore, there's a result that I have to make a mecha. Therefore, the Rosh doesn't make sense. The Rosh, he says, turned it around. He twisted it the opposite. What he did is he started that mecha is the cause. that purple hat people make machas. And if a person doesn't make a machah, then there's a chazaka. He's saying in this case, where he didn't have to make a machah, because it doesn't bother him, therefore there's no chazaka. Because the rush, the revash time is against the rush, that he went in the opposite direction. He's starting with a machah. Should the person make a machah or not? If he has no reason to make a machah, then the result is that you can't have chazakas. Because why should he make a machah? It's empty lot. Since he has no reason to make a machah, therefore there's no chazaka. So to Rivash, who asa la hasayvev ha-masiba, and masiba hasayvev. What he did is he went fakert. He's saying, you start with machah, you say, should he make a machah? If he should make a machah, the result is it's a chazaka. If he should make a machah, the result is it's not a chazaka. But it's fatayz the Rivash, that's fakert. You're supposed to look at it the other way. If you have a chazaka, I have to make a machah. If you don't have a chazaka, I don't have to make a machah. That's the Rivash's taina on the rush. Now, if you remember, we have up there on the top the two arrows, not the whole board, just the very top, which I didn't want to erase because it keeps on coming up over and over, that they attack it two ways to look at the sugya of Daf Chav Tes Lamed Aleph. Right? The Gemara said about 3 years, it said two things. It said a person normally makes a machal within 3 years. It says a person normally watches the shtar 3 years. And we taka spoke then that Rishayim learned two different ways. Either that machah causes chazaka, or that chazaka causes machah. Either the, when I say chazaka, vidach vishtarcha. One causes the other. The mamish, the lashon harivash is that that's the machlaikis between him and the rush. That the rivash says, you start with chazaka. If a person's going to have a chazaka, then you have to make a machah to stop it. And the rush did the other way. He says, should a person make a machah? Yeah, people should make machah, someone's in that field. Therefore, there's a chazak. And the Rosh held that when there's no reason to make a machah, then there's no chazakas. So this is the kasha on the Rosh. The kasha aleph, that it's soysa our sugya. In our sugya, you can see that you make machahis just for the sake of machahis. And even if it doesn't bother you. And the Rivash, the way the Rivash is. Now, the way the Rivash is, we would say there are two ways to learn. But the Ktsais is Kasha from our Sugya is a Shtaka Kasha. So the Ktsais answers the Rush by bringing a third case, which is similar. The third case, which is similar. We had so far two cases. We had the case of Tzina de Peri. Why should I make a machah? And Afal Pikein, the Gemara says, yes, you should. And we have the case of Hezekiah, there's also. Now, before I get to the Ktsais, I want to remind you of something. And I asked you, is it the same thing? We spoke also early in this man about a chatzar de lekai mela agra. If I have a chatzar, I'm not doing anything with. I invested, I plan eventually to build, I'm doing nothing with the field. And I'm just letting it stand. Yes, such you go throughout Brooklyn, you see empty lots. It's an investment. I'm not doing anything with it anyway. If someone comes and squats there and puts his, pitches a tent and he's living there. So he said, that's really Zenehen of Zelechaser. I have no loss. Am I expected to make a machah or not? So the Shar Mishpat was Mesupik in this Nidain, where Zenehen of Zelechaser, am I supposed to make a machah? And Faker, if you stay 3 years, do you get a chazaka? I could say, you know, I didn't make a machah. It's me the Sadaim. Why should I throw you off? I have an empty lot anyway. So why should I throw you off my lot? Is that totally l'chayra? That's exactly the shayla. No? Is that exactly the same? What's the shayla there? I have a lot. Someone's sitting there. I have no reason. It doesn't bother me. He's there. It doesn't bother me. It's an empty lot. It's a big deal. He stays there. Am I expected to make a machah? Isn't that this shayla we're talking about? It's also a type of machah where it shouldn't bother me. I don't make the machah because it bothers me. Now, some people tied it that it will bother you anyway. Somebody goes to your field, just pretends to be an owner. It might be a good time then. But even, like, worst case scenario, let's say I say it doesn't bother me, he's in the field. Does it bother me? That's why I didn't make a machar. From our Gemara you see, what do you see from here? That even if it doesn't bother you, you just have to make the machar, you shouldn't get a chazakah. Machar isn't only because it bothers you, the way we learned on Choftes. On Choftes we learned, it aggravates me. Someone's in my field. What are you, such a big Balmidas that you don't say anything for 3 years? That's the way we learn Machar till now. Here we're learning, no, there's another reason to make a Machar, just so you shouldn't get a Chazakah. Machaira, from the Agamara, and certainly the way the Rivash learns, by Zenan of Zelechas, you also have to make a Machar. You have to stop him before he gets a Chazakah, Gimel Shanim, so you have to say something. Like the Rosh, not see how the Rosh answers our Gemara, but the Rosh says, why do I have to make a machar? It doesn't bother me. What's the difference if I have an empty lot and he opens a window on my empty lot? I have an empty lot and he pitches a tent. If it doesn't bother me, I have no reason to stop him. I'm not Midas Sadaim. I'm not somebody who's going to stop him. So I don't have to make a machar. I mean, maybe he shouldn't be able to have a chazaka. So we have now three cases, all three cases are cases that are identical in one way. Somebody's there 3 years. The Marikama had no reason it should bother him the person was there. Is he expected to make a machar? So we have the Gemara's case, the Rosh's case of Hezekria, and the cases that end of Zalechas L'chay, we have three cases. So in order to come to a Psharim, this Inyan, the Ketzais, brings a fourth case from Daf Mem Tes. It's actually a Mishnah Mem Beis, but the Gemara Mem Tes explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah Mem Beis says, "Ein leish chazaka b'nichsei ishtei." That a man, what does it mean? A man doesn't have a chazaka in his wife's field. A woman gets married; she owns a field. So when she gets married, what happens to the field? Stays hers, the same alone. The husband has a right to use it for payers. So, ein le'ish chazaka b'nichsei ishtei means, if I'm married, my wife owns a field, she brings it into the marriage, and I go, we're married for 20 years, and I go and I work the field for 20 years, and no one made a machar. Right? Why should anybody make a machar? After 20 years, I say, you know, I bought this field from her. Why do you think I'm here all these years? I bought it. Ein l'ba'al chazaka v'nichsei ishtei. I have to prove it. I can't say, I bought it for Arai, I'm here 3 years. Ein l'ba'al chazaka v'nichsei ishtei. And it makes a lot of sense, right? There's no raya from the fact that I ate the peres. Now it doesn't prove anything. Because the reason I ate the peres is because it's my wife's. That's why I ate the peres. That's a gemara. It's a mishnah actually. The Rashbam a mem tes is a kasha. What's the difference between a baal who's eating nichsei ishtei or a oris who's eating the field of his owner, of the farmer? Or Mashkanta Desura, someone who's holding a mashkin is eating a field that belongs to someone else. In our Gemara, by Mashkanta Desura and by the Peiris Haraditiv, we say that the owner has to make a machal. The owner has to play it safe and make a machal. Just to play it safe that nobody should be there 3 straight years. So Frechter Rashbam, just like a farmer who has an oris, has to be careful to make a machar, the Arish shouldn't be able to say, Lakachtiya. So the same thing, why a Baal b'nichsei ishtei should also have to make a machar. Then it says the Isha should have to make a machar every 3 years, announce it's my field. He's eating it because I'm married to him. But she should have to say every 3 years, or if you hold once in 3 years is enough. She should say Some one is enough. Tosfos said, if you know how it started, it's right. It's good enough. But she should have to get up and say that this is my field. So here you have a fourth case where you should have to make a macha, not because it bothers you the person's there, but you should have to make a macha just so the person shouldn't get a chazaka. And the Rishbam taki is the kasha, and for the Rishbam. What's the difference between a husband working in his wife's field, or an oris in a farmer's field, or a mashkanta desura in the field of the laiva? Says the difference is this. And this nature of the Rashbam is going to be the gedder that we're going to use. Not the Rashbam. You know why in our Gemara, by an oris, you have to make a macha, even though it doesn't bother you? Because the Marikama should be afraid that in the Meshech Hazman, as years go by, year goes by, year after year, the sharecropper is eating the field. It'll be Nishtakach that he was ever the owner. The whole arrangement will be forgotten by other people. And this man will say, I'm the owner. And when I say, you're my sharecropper, people will say, Mechatesi. The whole inyan of the original arrangement is going to be forgotten. It's going to be nishtakach. And therefore, I have to make a macha. Masha'en came by a husband eating his wife's field. What is the wife worried? The meshach hashanim, it'll be nishtakach. That she was ever a marikama. That she ever had a field. And that there's ever such an arrangement. A husband-wife arrangement, everybody knows this is a husband and wife. They don't know it because of the field. They know it because they know it. Any original arrangement which won't be nishtakach, you don't have to make a macha for that. Because you come later and you'll be able to be masber exactly how this whole story started. So you won't... How are you ever going to know? So you're going to have to know that you're a marikama. That she was a marikama, she'll have to have rice. Because if she can't prove she's a marikama, she'll always lose it. But she doesn't have to make a macha. She doesn't have to worry about 3 years. She'll talk after Prush is a marikam. But she doesn't have to worry if the man is here for 3 years or 6 years or 20 years. Because she'll always be able to show how the arrangement started. Now, Sheikin and Agamara, the man could show he's a marikama. But how's he going to prove that it started off as an arisus? The other person will deny you, say, I was never an aris. How is he going to be able to prove that the person's an artist? So he has to get up and he has to make a macha to announce to the world that this person started as an artist. He has no raya. Zot Rashbam, when does a man have to make a macha? When does a marikam have to make a macha? Only in such a case where you're afraid, it'll be tishtakach, the whole arrangement, original arrangement. Masha'en came, where the original arrangement is easily provable, very easily, won't be tishtakas, easily provable. This is a husband and a wife, and she could prove that when she got married, she had it. Then I don't have to make a macha, because I can explain the arrangement. Anytime you can explain the arrangement, no problem. Zok the Ketzais. This is the Rashbam. It's not the Ketzais. It's Chiddush. The Rashbam says it. Rashbam says that's the difference between Dafnam Tess and here. Zaktik Tzais, that explains the Rosh. What did the Rosh say? The Rosh said that when I own a field next to your empty lot, I own an empty lot next to your house, and you open a window. The Rosh said, I don't have to make machais. I don't have to make a macha. Because right now, it doesn't bother me. I don't have to make a macha. So the Rivash said, what do you mean? Even if things don't bother you, in our Gemara it says, you still have to make a macha. So if the Ketzais, no. When do you have to make a macha? When you're afraid, Shemet Tishtakach, the original arrangement will be forgotten. You won't be able to prove that it ever started out to artists. Meshenker over there, the original arrangement, everyone will see, is an empty lot. And there's a window open over an empty lot. So he's going to tell you that I have 3 years. The person will always be able to explain, you know why I didn't say anything? Because I had an empty lot next door. And there's no Hezekiah on empty fields. An empty lot. There's no Hezekiah. It's something he'll be able to explain later and be able to prove his explanation.
Once he builds,
then he has to say, okay, I'm going to build now, close up your window. But the 3 years that he didn't say anything, while it was empty, those 3 years, that doesn't show anything. I could tell you why he didn't make a macha. I could prove it. So Zatik Tzais, this is the Gedera Inyan. The Gedera Inyan is, everyone agrees if something bothers me, I make a macha. That's Daf Tav Tes. What about Daf Lamed Hey? Do I make a macha where it doesn't bother me? I'm the one who set up this whole arrangement. Zatik Tzais, the Kavanas Arash, is a Gedera. Normally, you could be calm, you don't have to make a macha, because if you could explain how this arrangement started, that you've just explained, but you can demonstrate that at the beginning of the arrangement I can explain what happened, then you don't have to, there's no reason to make a macha. You'll always be able to explain that there's a husband and a wife, or this is an empty lot and a window. When does Agamara have to say you have to make a macha? When you're in trouble. Where if you wait 3 years, the person can hide the fact that he's an Aris. And if he hides the fact that he's an Aris, he can claim you bought it originally, and then my Mari Kam is not going to help me. So that is the Gedera Inyan, the difference between the two. And the Mela, the Rush is correct. Since you can always show the window and the empty lot, so the Rush is right. That there's no macha, no need to make a macha, and the Mela there's no chazak.
Why do you have to be married every 3 years? Once you can prove that the original time was the Aris, one of them has the original thing, which can be married once.
According to this, why should you have to do it every 3 years? You know, you don't have to do it every 3 years. Well, it needs to be a machlekes, you have to do it. I mean, the Rashbam says you have to do it every 3 years. Rashbam says, kosh kol amichon. The Gemara here didn't say it. What? Rashbam said, kol gimushan. Why do you have to do it every 3 years? Once I do it the first three, maybe we have to look in the other Rishayim. We have to see if the Rosh holds every 3 years. I think if we look in the Rosh, he says,
the Rishayim himself,
what do you mean? It's the Rishayim on Daf and Tez. Find the Simulog. Ram said, "I'm saying the law. Give back a shahar. It started. It's good enough. So here, why is the macha good after 3 years? Right, it could be mechalik. I don't know if the chilik is adequate, but you could be mechalik. Over there, you could prove that we start off husband and wife. Nobody could deny it. Here, even when you make a macha in 3 years, and you say he's an aris, you can't prove that he was an aris. If he says I wasn't an aris." You can't prove it. Now, he doesn't have a chazak. You can stop his chazak. That's not quite Dachman Pes, where you could prove the original you read it. If someone made a macha, he says he's an artist. It doesn't prove it. Rashbam is saying that you could prove it. According to this, Ketzais, what should be the din by Zenehen of Zalai Chaser? By Zenehen of Zalai Chaser, the Shar Mishpat Shaila. It's also l'chayre, exactly the same case as the Tshuva Sarash. It's a case where why should I make a macha? It doesn't bother me. I can't explain it. Shema Tishtakach, I'll be able to explain it. I'll be able to show. It's a Zena and a Zelachas. It's an empty lot. Unless the personal kind of Hagufa, why was it an empty lot? Why didn't you do anything here? The fact that you didn't do anything here is because it's not your field. You had it empty for a couple of years.
You don't need to put it 3 years. The fact that it was empty for 6 years before that, even
Why can't he say he bought it 9 years ago?
Everybody knows 9 years ago I wasn't
really found. Okay, the question is, should I make a machah? The concise gather is, I have to make machahs when I'm afraid it'll be tishtakach the whole week. So by the window, it can't be tishtakach, it's obvious mitzias. Husband, wife, is an obvious mitzias, it won't be forgotten. By Zenan of Zalai Chaser, machahra could be tishtakach. So this is the Ketzais's gather. To answer the Rivash, just to end up with explain the Rivash holds you do have to make a Machah. So the Nesivis in Sivkot and Tezvav, the last three lines, or four lines of Sivkot and Tezvav, explains the Rivash. He says that Daf Mem Tes is different, because the person is eating his own peiros. And Daf Mem Tes, the husband is eating peiros, but whose peiros is he eating? He's eating his peiros. The concept that the wife should make a machah is not true, because the person is eating his own peiros, the peiros that he's entitled to. So the person eating peiros he's entitled to, I don't have to make a machah. In the case of the Rosh, the Hezekriya, the person is, I can't say he's eating my peiros, but he's having a hanah from my field. He has an open window to my field, which is mine. He's taking something of mine. Just that it doesn't bother me at this point. The Rivash says that you're supposed to make a machah every time someone's eating something of yours. Someone takes something of yours with a good taina. You have to make a machah. When that something is his, you don't have to make a machah. When something is yours, then you do have to make a machah. So the Rivash Shita is that in the case of the chalain, that you do have to make a machah. But at any rate, we have now two mahalchim. In a new mitzias of a bacha where it doesn't bother you that the other person is there, that this new mitzias that you have to make a bacha just to stop him, we have it with four cases, and I think we're going to have an additional case of Aflam Avav Marav. We talk about eating shviyas and arla, it's going to be the same exact thing. We'll have to see what we'll do there. That when somebody, if I have a field of shviyas and someone eats it, am I supposed to make a machah? It's exactly the same. Why should I make a machah? It doesn't bother me. So we're going to see when we get there how this plugs in. We're going to have to be able to plug it in. Gemara says, "Diloite mahachi hani mashkanta de sura de kasabu b'mishlam shniya ilayin tepek ara dabalai kasef b'kavishloi mishtar mishtanta gabei b'amalakuchu b'yadi yachinami de mehemen." Mishkanta the Sura, I would like for tomorrow that you should learn the Rashbam on Mishkanta the Sura. You should understand Mishkanta the Sura comes up often, at least in Seder Nezikin. You should know what Mishkanta the Sura is. Rashbam uses the word ribbis here. Whenever ribbis comes up, something I think everybody should understand, just the basics of. So try to understand what he says here about Ribbis under Rashbam. Muki Yosef explains Mishkanta the Surah slightly different than the Rashbam. So Mishkanta the Surah, look at the Rashbam and the Muki Yosef, and then start the new Gemara of Yisrael Abba Machnasakum. We hope to do that tomorrow.